Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. And Mel will be joining us by telephone later on this hour. We are honored to have Gary Shuchuk back with us, filling in for Mel for a while here, well, for the whole hour. And Mel, like I said, Mel is on the road today, and we'll be calling in and answering some of your questions. We'll also pose some of those questions on Coach Gary Shuchuk, who's in here after a frustrating, that's the word I keep using is frustrating, weekend against UAA. And I don't know, what's your adjective, Coach, on that two-game set against the Seawolves?
Frustration is a good word. I think the biggest thing for us was just some bad puck luck. I think we had a lot of opportunities, especially on Saturday, to win the game. I think we had, you know, Reed Sterles had a couple goal posts, a couple open nets, missed. Shane Hanna had a crossbar. So it's just a game of inches that we came up short.
The one crossbar that they looked at again, I was so certain it had gone in that I was like, well, let them play this until the whistle. I'm pretty confident this is a goal. And they were right. It was not a goal. Every time it seems on those plays for me, from my perch up there, when it hits the crossbar and comes down and hits the ice and then bounces, those appear to go in for me. But they had it right.
Yeah, it's all based on, I actually had a great view of it. When the shot came, when it hit the crossbar and went down, I knew right away, and guys going, goal, and I said no, not a goal. So at least we had a little bit of a break. We went to video, but you know, it's frustrating. I know Reed was really frustrated during the game that he didn't score. But you know, I said that, you know, the biggest thing that guys have to understand is when you're trying to be a goal scorer and score, if you're getting opportunities, that's great. You start struggling when you don't get opportunities. So I told him the puck's gonna go. Just keep playing like you're doing. The puck will go in for you.
Well, you and I talked between periods in the games. What do you? There was some similarities in the first period on Friday night to Saturday night, but overall the games were a little bit different. We did have more chances on Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. I think we had to play. Like I said, we score a couple goals early. It's a different game. I think Alaska kind of, I don't want to say packs it in, but they change the way they're playing. I think they have to take more opportunity. They sat back quite a bit, you know, kind of waiting for a mistake. So if we score early, they got to change the way they play. They got to start forcing the puck more. But That's the way the game is, and you know, Alaska's been the Achilles heel for the Huskies in the last couple of, you know, this year and even last year for us. So you know, it's one of those things where you have one team that is kind of the thorn in your side, and Alaska's it.
You go back to Friday's game before we go to the highlights and everything. A couple of mistakes cost us, right? Because we didn't make many mistakes in that game, but no. A couple of mistakes cost us.
Yeah, you know, when you have a, you know, one of the probably the biggest ones is, you know, on Friday, probably when you know, Shane Hanna kind of steps up on a wing on a kind of a 2-on-2, thinking that a forward has their forward, and all of a sudden, you know, it didn't came down breakaway and a goal. So it's kind of when you have a veteran defenseman, Shane Hanna is an unbelievable defenseman, may do something like that. It's tough, but it's. You know, moving forward, you gotta stay within the structure. I think Coach Mel has been preaching that from day one, and he preached it on Friday. You know, we have to stay in the structure of the system and trust the guy beside you, make sure that he's doing his job, and we'll be fine. So I think sometimes we get in trouble when we try to over help each other out, overplay when we're on the ice, and on that situation, that's what happened.
And on, if you go back to the Notre Dame game on Saturday night, one thing that Mel kept saying is let the game come to you. We kind of went back to our not letting the game come to us again.
It's, you know what? It's funny you say that, because you try to tell guys that. I remember when I was a player, coaches would tell me or tell us, is, hey, let the game come to you. And you kind of sit back, what does that mean? And you go, sometimes you end up forcing the play too much. You try to make things happen. Instead of letting things happen, it kind of evolved on the ice. And sometimes guys don't understand that. Then all of a sudden they'll come to the bench and go, oh, I know you're talking about now. You know, they make a play. So it's something that's, it's a learning curve. Sometimes it takes a while for guys to figure it out. And you just got to kind of let the game evolve and don't force it. Sometimes when you force things, it comes back and bites you.
Well, here's that goal that you're talking about where Shane Hanna was trying to help out his fellow defenseman and ended up in a breakaway situation for Mitchell.
Chance now for Hanna. Back to the point. A shot blocked in front again. Mitchell will get the clear for the Seawolves. No score. Here's a breakaway for Mitchell. In on Redmond. Shoots. Scores.
Well, Mitchell made a nice shot on that play, but it was strange the way Hanna went over there, and all of a sudden it just opened up, and what seemed like nothing going on, all of a sudden it's a goal.
Well, he, you know, talking to Shane after, you know, between periods, you know, he felt bad about the play, but he said he looked over and he thought that Jake Jackson had the guy. And realistically, Jake was by the guy. He wasn't, you know, he was on the defensive side of him. So, but realistically, you know, it's a one-on-two. Let Matt Roy, you know, play the one-on-one and kind of protect the middle of the ice. And he was just trying to come over and try to help out. You know, it's like I said, he's one of those guys that cares about the team and the program, but just tried to do too much, and it came back and, you know, they scored.
So when Huskies are down 1-0 at that point, that was at the 18:08 mark of the period. We go to the second period, and Tanner Johnson gets an assist from Mitchell to give UAA a 2-0 lead on a miscommunication behind the net.
Loyola, as of yet, 1-0 Michigan Tech trails. We're back to action. Dirk Kimbroff along with a miscue by the Huskies behind the net. Scores! How about that right off the draw? Miscue behind the net by Michigan Tech, and it allows the puck to go back to Tanner Johnson, and he just buried it before Redmond could even get set up.
Gary, as you look at that on replay, what exactly happened there?
Well, you know, the hard part about those plays is miscommunication between, you know, the goalie, Angus, and the defenseman. So you as the defenseman, you're trying to tell Angus what to do with the puck, where to play it, you know, where to move it. And I'm not sure that the communication was there. It looked like Angus was placing the puck for the D to come pick it up, and the D thought that Angus was going to pass it. Next thing you know, the kind of the puck goes in the slot in his internet. So, you know, it's one of those hard things, but once again, it comes down to communication, and it's crazy. You know, I go back to my days, you know, talking just a little bit on the ice helps so much, and, you know, you want to talk, you want to communicate with each other on the ice and tell what's going on, and That was a fine example of a miscommunication between a goalie and the defenseman.
So we're down 2-0 early on in the second period, but the Huskies battle back. Jake Lucchini gets credit for a goal that was just kind of mayhem around the UAA net.
Cool, sends it up. He got it to L'Esperance. That was a tough one to haul in. L'Esperance, nice job to kick it to his backhand. Spins around to his forehand. Looks in front. Shot. Rebound is there. And it across the line. Yes, it's a goal. They're calling it a goal. It just crossed the line. They'll look at this again.
It's not too often that you see two guys celebrating on the goal as the goal scorer. You got Gavin Gould wasn't sure if when he put it across the line, that was the first time. It was the second time. Jake Lucchini gets credit for the goal.
Yeah, it's one of those things where did the puck cross the line? You know, just I think it bounced and it stood up on end and went across the goal line when Jake shot it and went in. And, you know, the next thing you know that Gavin whacked it in there after the fact. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Once again, it was kind of a cluster in front of their goaltender and you know, Jay got it. As soon as the puck was on the stick, he released it, and the puck jumped, you know, hit the goalie's shoulder and went across the goal line. And, you know, we'll take those goals. Mm-hmm.
Gavin Gould, I talked to him before Saturday night's game about that goal, and I said, did you – obviously you thought it might be you that put it in. What do you think now? He goes, I think it was across before. And what I thought was really cool what he said, he goes, it doesn't matter. We all got in on the goal. Yeah. We scored the goal.
That's a team player. At that point, it doesn't matter who scores as long as it's a Tech player.
This was a pretty one. Mike Neville from Reed Sturros on a pick play there. Not a pick play, but an interception by Reed Sturros to make the play, and a beautiful shot by Mike Neville.
Sturros with a keep. Sends it over. Here's a chance for Neville. Marks and scores! Oh, wow! Mike Neville with a great pass from Reed Sturros after the turnover. And the Huskies tie the game up with 3:59 remaining in the second.
We really felt at that point, Coach, that we had the momentum going. And what was the vibe like on the bench?
Oh, electric. I think that, you know, Mike Neville and Reed Sturros, you know, they're aligning with Jake Jackson. They've been playing great. You know, those guys, well, Mike and Reed have been together almost a whole year. So their chemistry, those two guys together, is phenomenal. And they read off each other. So all of a sudden, Reed steps up on the play at the blue line. Mike gets the puck from Reed, and all of a sudden he made a heck of a backhand shelf. I was surprised Mike can get it that high, but he did it. But then we're kind of going, okay, things are starting to go our way. Just keep playing, pull the